Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good evening. All praises to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All praises to Yahweh Shai and the Holy Ruach. We are back just like that. I say tonight, I'm glad and very thankful to be here. All praises. Things are being exponentially shown to those that can see at this time. And it's amazing, just an amazing time. You know, Blog Talk finally decided it was going to work tonight. It's great. So everything is moving the way it's supposed to. So I'm looking at, with my eyes open, wide open, I'm looking at this political scheme, because it's always scheming. These people have to scheme because politics is scheming. So anyway, I'm looking at this scheme that the politicians are trying to create right now. See, it's in creation mode right now. 2024 is setting up to be their end, or the end of their, and we know this, those that can see, by just the people that they are choosing to put in front of us to proclaim that they can lead us, okay? Now, before I go further, they are leading their own people and those people that choose to be led by them. But there are those of us that do not want to be led by them and will not be led by them because they are not leaders, okay? I'm watching this play out, and, okay, so here we go again. We got Biden, who's going to run. This dude has done absolutely nothing. Matter of fact, he has done the most debaucherous. He has overtaken Obama in the debaucherous arena. And I know all these black people, so-called, they're going to be like, oh, I don't want to talk about that. That doesn't do. I like them. Whatever, man. You part of the democratic process, and that's your prerogative. But others are not. We don't deal with it, and we can't talk about it. Because that's our prerogative and our right to do so. Whether it's talked about here, now, or later, it's going to be discussed. Because this is folly at the highest degree. If we don't see what they're trying to do to us, they're going to give us Biden again and Trump again. This is what they want. They want a redo of the 2020 election. That's what the Spirit told me. Do you see that they are trying to redo the 2020 election? And all that is to do, all the reason that they are doing it is to distract you when the portals will be wide open. It goes back to don't look up. Yeah, don't look up. You know, don't worry about that. Don't worry about what's going on. Oh, yeah, don't worry about that open door over there. You know, bust through that locked door. Yeah, yeah, don't worry about that truth over there. Come on, stick with this law. You know, and I know there's an older generation of us that thinks that this political system, and there are people, I'm going to give it the truth of the matter, there that believe that the political system holds some way of their redemptions, their freedoms, their lives. And I understand that because they have given full power to the beast. A lot of them say they haven't, but they have, because the politicians are the minions of the beast. And people have to recognize and understand that we're talking about systems. We're not sitting here talking about people. We ain't got time. We can talk about people till the cows come in. And what's that going to do? People are all caught up on people. It's just like talking about Biden. If people don't see that Biden is a reprobate, their eyes are closed, and they're not even walking on the same path, so it's not worthy of time to explain that to them, okay? But we're talking about systems here. This system is about to change quick, fast, in a hurry, are not prepared. And we say these words, right? Prepared, you know, study to show yourself approved, you know, read, you know, all of that shadows, all of that is you doing what you need to do. You getting yourself right. You cleaning the cobwebs, you cleaning the dirt, you clean, you know, when Israel, because we talk about Israel here, we don't talk about Christianity and we don't talk about the other Catholic religions because that's asininity to do so because they are moot. They hold no weight anymore. They are not, they're no longer part of the salvation of Israel. They are part of the damning of Israel, if you will. So we need not discuss them. We can just talk about them in the totality of it as the system. And this is where people have a hard time differentiating because they believe, you know, everything's racially motivated. Again, another distraction, just like Biden versus Trump is going to be another distraction. These distractions are going to become even more so. Oh, well, this white dude shot this black dude. Oh, this black dude shot this white dude. Oh, this guy shot up these the school or the mall it's going. Trust and believe that it's going to be more. It has to, because Christ, Yahweh Shai, he said, "Take heed that no man deceive you. Take heed that no man deceive you." So we automatically already know that there's going to be a ton of deception going on. The end. Or building up to the end. And that's where we are. If we don't see that this is a masonry build of deception, I don't know. Like you're on the wrong. You're listening to the wrong person. You're on the wrong station or channel. You need to go and listen to J.D. Fang or these other religious. Joe Alstein's, T.D. Jakes, these evangelicals, you need to go listen to the Pope because what you're interested in is the sweet, sweet nectar of the lie. So last week I talked about tough love. This is the time that we're in because the deceptions are going to be so great. There has to be a balance. The balance of from deception is tough love because if you're being deceived, then you don't know that you're being deceived. So someone, something has to come in and tell you toughly that you are being deceived. This is tough love. This is tough love. Biden, he is a demon. He is showing that he is part of Legion. And for all practical purposes, so has Trump. Matter of fact, so has all of them. They all have been complicit with Legion. Matter of fact, they are Legion. That is what they all are. Why are we at this point in society? Why are we having a discussion about what a woman is? Why does a man, and it's funny, yes, there are some Negro men who want to be a woman and dress in that sort of way, but they're not propping them up. Those confused men are not being put in positions of leadership to confuse the people. So what the hell is this? So tonight or today or maybe yesterday, some Zooey Zephyr some man, woman, man who wants to be a woman in the some House of Representatives somewhere in this degenerate states of America is being shunned or something, and there's a riot because of it. What? So the women, the girl, the women athletes are standing up against these weak men who obviously have mother issues and daddy issues. Obviously, they got parental issues that they want. They feel that that it is okay for them to go and compete not against the people who look like them and biologically are them, but want to go and beat up and beat a woman. Now, just take a step back and think about the mindset, the mental confusion, and Babylon. You know, Bob Marley said, Babylon, Bob Bus. Listen, Babylon, confusion. This is where you can't even make this stuff up. This stuff is, it's like the greatest movie never told or never showed. What's happening today? We're looking, our country, not our land, because our land is cleansing itself, but our country, and yes, our, because we're in here too. We're not dealing with her madness, but we are in it. We are part, we are in it, not of it. Okay? So our country is a laughingstock amongst the world right now. And these cuckold Caucasians, men, who think that they still hold some authority is really showing just how low the Gentiles have gone. I mean, just Bud Light put on this little boy who wants to be a girl as a spokesperson for trannies. Listen, do what you want to do. Don't confuse the people. When you are confusing the people, we, the people, need to take heed that no man deceive us. No. No man. These men trying to be women are deceiving us. That's pure deception. You go to a bar, not to say we go to bars, but let's say you go to a bar, you see this woman, and this woman is looks okay or looks good, whatever, and you have a conversation, you struggle with conversation, you get some beers or whatever you get, and you start drinking, you're having conversation. Turns out that this person is not what they seem to be. Is that not deception? This deception thing has to be brought to the forefront. Why? Because not only are they deceiving the people, but they have deceived themselves. So think about that. That's why we're saying, many of us are saying, we need to repent and atone for every confusion that we brought upon the people and ourselves, so that we are seen worthy to even communicate and be in the light and grace and mercy of the Father. These other people don't even put that into consideration. As a matter of fact, they don't even care. And that's a problem. That's not only a problem for us, and we go, yeah, it ain't a problem for us. Yes, it is, because we still have to fight the deception. We're constantly cutting and fighting and beating down these lies and these deceptions. Nothing is as it seems in this country today. And the country wants to say, oh, well, nothing is as it seems around the world. No, no, no. The world has shut down this confusion. A lot of these countries are not part, want no part of the confusion of Babel. That's why they created their own confusion. And you know, it's funny because the BRICS aren't really, I mean, their confusion is that they think that they got next, okay? But they're at least trying to change from a demonocracy and a confused state, because just like us, they, these other nations, looked at this nation, looked at these cuckold Caucasians, and looked at them as if they were gods. Oh, well, they said so. Look, they said it. They wrote it right here. Look, they say so. They told us that in church. Look, they told us that in politics. They told us that in education. Turns out they're lying. They're telling lies. This is all they have been good for is lies. That's why, again, Christ said, take heed, brethren and sisters, that no man deceive you. And some people say, well, you ain't said that women deceive. Listen, no man, this is a patriarchal world. The women on it, most people can see, because women are very in our face. They're very visual. Okay, so as a man, you get to see the woman for what they are. You know, we see them for what we, as men, want to see them, not necessarily as they are or as they truly want to be seen, but how they want to show us. So, you know, makeup, all that stuff, yeah, that's kind of deception, but that is what it is. Still, whatever the woman is still a woman. These men, these cuckold Caucasian men, who want to put on makeup to be a woman, who want to make laws against being a woman, who want to be a woman but make laws against being a woman. Confusion. That's who we need to ensure that we are not being deceived by. Matter of fact, all of it is deception, and we have to be fine-tuned into the Father to ensure that we are not being deceived. No man deceive you. Because right about now, it's getting too hot in here. It's getting way too hot in here. And these people are dumb as hell. And that's all how I'm going to say it. They're dumb as hell. Because they still believe that their old cuckold Caucasian asses mean something. They still believe that. And it's like, wait, just because you say so or you believe so in your mind, because you have an assumption of something, does not make it true. And for years, centuries, they were able to project their degenerate, reprobate mind onto others, in particular us, and we would live it out, whether it was true or not. And if it wasn't true, we still had to live it out. That's why there's a slew of brothers and sisters in the joint today, based on someone's accusations. The accuser of the brethren, the assumpted accusers of the brethren and sisters. And this is where the difficulty lies, because psychologically we have to continue to fight innately, internally. Like, we don't even have to fight the fight necessarily. You know, we got to be in it, but we ain't got to be fighting it. Because that's what the Father's going to do for us. But we have to be fighting these legions that are coming at us, because there's so much confusion. But the beautiful thing about all of this madness and confusion, the beautiful thing about it all is Israel gets redeemed. That's the beautiful thing. That's why they don't want us. That's why they want to confuse us, because if we're confused, not to realize and understand that at the end we get redeemed, then we'll still be on their side and we won't get redeemed. We'll be destroyed right along with them. So you don't have to choose. A choice is coming up. Choices is happening right now. And that's why, you know, sisters and brothers is talking about, get yourself sorted out. You can't be hating on people like me. I'm not hating on these people. I'm just calling it what it is.
I'm very matter of fact. I don't hate you, but hey, you're a cuckold Caucasian. Why do I say that? Because look at you. Look at your question, your character all day. All day. And this rhetoric of, well, you can't judge me, only God can judge me. Well, that's also confusion and folly, pure ignorance, because you would rather me judge you, your character, to be able to get your character cleaned and corrected instead of the Father, because the Father ain't giving you no other opportunity. It's a wrap. So, again, dumb. You need somebody to tough love you, because all the gaslighting, all the manipulation, all the lies, all the trickery, all the killing, stealing, and destroying that the cuckold Caucasians people have done, it's got to be paid for. I mean, literally, it will be paid for. I mean, come on. At some point, something's going to give. And it don't matter if you run around talking about, I've been to church and Jesus, the Cesar Borgia, this madness. It don't matter if you want to say the laws are done away with, that there's a new testament, that there's a new covenant, new secessionism, replacement theology. It doesn't matter, all that madness. When it all boils down to it, if you are not self-correcting, self-convicting, self-reflecting to get yourself right, cleaned, so when you stand before the Father in the presence of his angels and Yahawashi, at least you'll be dressed apart. You'll be clean. My goodness. Why you want to come with all these demons on you? They're going to be, stool, I don't know. He told me to come with them. He said, it's okay. And they're going to be like, but. Lake of fire. Lake of fire, that lake of fire. Leg of fire. And these fools running around here acting like somehow, what they think, what they say, what they do matters to us. We don't care anymore. We don't care what they're doing. We don't care what they think. We don't care what they're thinking. Now, we do care how they drive them. But we don't care about nothing else, because they madness, pure, unadulterated madness. And it's to be expected, and it's been written that this is all that's what's going to happen, but the Father's going to sort it out. So let's get at it real quick. The Father's going to sort some things out. Here we go. Zephaniah 3. Woe to her that is filthy and polluted. You know what? Woe to her that is filthy and polluted. All praises to, well, let me read it right. I'm just giving all praise to the Father. Hold on. Get myself calmed down. Because I'm so excited at the fact that we redeemed, that it just gives me peace of mind. It does. Because I have my entire life, the story that I was told was that, shoot, I'd die. You might not make it to 25. I made it 25. I made a milestone. I felt good about myself. Then things plateaued out, and it was still the same. Oh, you might not make it to 40. I made it to 40. Oh, you might not make it to 50. I make it to 50. You know? But nobody, everything was what I couldn't do or what's going to happen in the negative. But nobody told me that Israel would be redeemed, because I even knowing Jewish people, they never even talked about Israel being redeemed. So when I learn through my own studying to show myself approved, because ain't nobody telling me, the Father told me, he prompted me,
gave me reason and pause, and this is where I am today over the last 7 years. It's a beautiful thing. That's why I'm excited, because we get redeemed. Israel gets redeemed, and the characteristics of Israel is a beaten down, downtrodden, bottom base. I don't see the Caucasians like that. I don't see the other nations running around here like that. I don't see the Edomites. I don't see the Hamites. I don't see the Japhites. I don't see them in that regard. I see them with all their information, all the information. I see them with the PhDs. I see them just like the dude with Don Lemon. I'm sorry, I digress, but I'm going to get back to Zephaniah 3 in a second. But the dude with Don Lemon, the last on-air that he had on CNN, there was this little Indian dude just from India, which, no, I mean, I don't even know what he is. But he's up there trying to tell Don, which, matter of fact, I had to agree with Don. He's trying to tell Don Lemon, whatever that cat's name is, that black people or African Americans got their freedom. They got freedom out of the Civil Rights Act because the Second Amendment gave them the opportunity to have guns. Now, this is an Indian. The audacity and gumption of these people who come from somewhere else, who grew up with all the opportunities, our expense, got the gumption to talk to us like we ain't nothing. Aw, you niggas had freedom. You niggas had freedom after Civil War. These people weren't even here. What the hell is he talking about? It's so crazy. It's mind-boggling, the deception that they try. And to Don Lemon's credit, and I'm not one of these guys that watch any of that madness, but to his credit, he was like, what? He was like, wait, what did you say again? Say that again? He said, because they were telling him in his ear, and y'all got to look at this, because you got to see this. This is how the deception goes. His producers was the CNN producers was talking to Don Lemon in the ear, in his earpiece. The little Indian fella was telling Don that black people had their freedoms after the Civil War. This is the 1800s. So the producers are telling Don, hey, just don't say nothing. You know, just let them talk. Hear them out. And Don's like, wait. I can't even get my thoughts straight because you're in my ear. I need to understand what this fella just said. And the fella said, yeah, you guys have had freedom. The Second Amendment gave you guys freedom after the Civil War. And Don was like, nah, you're wrong. You're, that's a lie. You don't even know what you're talking about. You're not even from here. And, you know, I guess a few hours after that show, Brand, you know, he was cut. So be it. Nevertheless, this is what we're up against in terms of deception. This is what we're up against. Even the common, retardation of thought, of being woke. Now people want to go against people who are woke. Like, come on. This is deception. These things, this is why when Biden's like, old man Joe, I'm going to run for election again. I'm going, and then Trump, he is exonerated or whatever, acquitted or whatever the hell he is. Okay, I see this coming a mile away. So now they're going to run against each other again, and they're going to distract the country because 2024 comes, and I tell you that's January. Everything changes or not. Right? Democrat, Republican change January, then February, then March. I tell you what, these people are playing with fire. Fire they're playing with. And they don't even know. And I know some people say, yeah, they know. They don't. They don't know how hot it is. They see the fire. They think that they can play with it, but they don't know how hot it is, and it's about to turn up on them. And they're going to be nowhere. They're going to be ashes after a while here. Because it's got to. They got to. This is just ridiculous. Every bit of their actions that I see and I hear. And listen, I just go on YouTube and I watch a bunch of people. I'm going, what did he say? And you know, even when I listen to ABC News tonight, I'm going, look at all of the fiascos that's been going on since 2019. Like, it has just gotten worse and worse, and it's just getting bigger. The worst has gotten bigger, like bigger issues, bigger. And now they don't even want to tell you about the BRICS thing, about the dollar. They want to act like that don't even matter. We're going to do something with student debts. You know, we're going to take care of that. But yeah, matter of fact, everybody got to pay their debt, but we ain't got to pay our debt. Now, see, this is the hypocrisy. This is the deception. Our nation does not want to pay its debt ceiling. All they're going to do is just raise it. Well, let's just raise it. You know, I know the last time we said it was a gazillion dollars is the debt ceiling, but shoot, let's raise it to, $5 gazillion. It's like, wait, but did you pay the other? No, we ain't pay it. We just going to raise it. We're going to increase our credit limit. That's what they're doing. But yet when you go, hey, I can't increase your credit limit right now. What? I need to buy a house. Oh, you don't qualify. And even in qualifying for a house, now they want to say, oh, well, you know, if your credit is poor, we still give you quality. You can get a lower rate on the house. But here's the catch. It's going to cost you about $15,000 to $20,000 in closing costs. You see that? So that $15,000, $20,000 closing costs that you're going to finance. Because, of course, you're not coming – because if you did have the $15,000 to $20,000 for closing costs, then you would put that down as a down payment, right, to lower your loan. But let's say that's a case. Let's say that's the case. You're going to buy $100,000 house. You got $20,000. You're going to put that $20,000, which is your 20% down, so that you don't have the MI insurance, the mortgage insurance that hits you on top of your PITI, your principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. So all of a sudden, let's say that $80,000 with your 20% down at let's say 7% rate. Now let's say that you your payments roughly, let's just say $1,200. Well, that $20,000 in closing costs kicks your 20% out the window, and now you're back to $100,000. So now with a 4% rate, you're now to, I don't know, let's say $1,400. And it's a racket. And they're still mistreating the poor. And I don't say poor or those the least. They still through their system, and they think it's cool. And everybody runs around here thinking that the Israelites who have been given the power of sight, okay, who has been given the power of prophecy. They think that we the bad guys. More deception. Listen, Ezekiel said, the Father told Ezekiel to prophesy into the wind. That's all we're doing. That's all any of us do. We get on the airwaves, which is the wind, the frequency, and we talk about the Father properly. We get proper information from an Israelite perspective. Or you know what? Let's sidetrack that from a black person's perspective. Matter of fact, that's a perspective that's never been perceived 400 years. So when we bring our perspective to these scriptures, all of a sudden it's a problem. We racist, we this, we that, we mean, we gotta come to the people to where they are. No, to hell with all that madness. People need to step their game up. It's time to step your game up. If I'm coaching or a manager of a job site, I'm not going to go to the person who's my weakest link and tell all my other workers and teammates that they got to play or be to that level. Hell to the no. That person, that player has to step their game up. Or what? They're going to get out. They're just going to get out. Coming with our perspective that is 7 years in the making, strong. Seems like 980 years. Damn near a day with the Father. Y'all want people got a problem with it? Hey, c'est la vie, so be it. It is what it is. Our country and our people's minds have been destroyed so bad, like a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And our minds have been wasted, eating off of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which the Gentiles has perfected. This is their buffet. This is what they do. They love it. They gourd off of the tree of life, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They gourd themselves. They love it. They eat it. It's like give me the worst doo-doo, put some mayo on it, on some white bread, and I'm going to eat it. And now we're like, whoa, we don't want that nastiness. We don't want your nastiness. And now they got a problem. Oh, what, you think you're too good for this? Yes. Matter of fact, I am so much better than that I will fast before I eat your poison anymore. And that's eating off of their lies. That's eating anything off of their system. Anything that they say, I question it. Why? Because they don't even know what they say. They have been indoctrinated themselves to believe that they have some sort of understanding. I don't care if you're a PhD. I don't care if you went to school a million years. That's your dumb. That's your problem. I don't care if you got a gazillion dollars. That's your problem. Because more money, more problem. I just want to be balanced. So all this confounded confusion that is based on a Gentile system of understanding is about to go down. That's what we're seeing. That is what the Father has shown us. That is what he has written to us about. That is what is going on. And we are in great, great, great joy that he is doing exactly what he said. Now, Zephaniah 3. Woe to her that is filthy and polluted, to the oppressing city. She obeyed not the voice. She received not correction. She trusted not in the Lord. She drew not near to her God. Her princes within her are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves. They gnaw not the bones till the morrow. Her prophets are light and treacherous persons. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. The just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. Every morning doth he bring his judgment to light. He faileth not, unjust knoweth no shame. Now, one thing I want to point out here, it says, he will not do iniquity every morning. Now, that's an English word, mourning, to mourn. That's not that's not a Hebrew word, and I'm sure that that's something that the Gentiles put their little filthy hands in and changed up, okay? But I just want to bring that to light because mourning is not – I know they took the U out of it and put just – oh, no, that's just – that just means the mourning in the beginning of the day. No, that's not how it factors in your subconscious. Mourning is mourning, okay? That's why you say grand rising or good rising or good day, you know, something other than mourning, because you're passing death or you're passing negativity onto the person that you're saying that to, even though they don't know it, but subconsciously they know it. Okay, but anyway, I digress. I have cut off the nations, their towers. I made their streets waste, that none passeth by. Their cities are destroyed, so that there is no man, that there is none inhabitant. I said, surely thou wilt fear me. Thou wilt receive instruction, so their dwelling should not be cut off. Howsoever, I punished them, but they rose early and corrupted all their doings. Therefore wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them mine indignation. Hallelujah. Right there. You know, people, you know, the Father's not trying to kill off people, and he don't want to create you to kill off people. But at the same time, you piss him off, he's going to take you out. I mean, it's just common sense. I mean, we are likened to him. So, you know, if you treat people right, there will be no reason for any strife. But if you treat people wrong, there will be strife. This is what he's saying. You know, he said, therefore wait ye upon me, talking to Israel. Wait, Israel, up for me, the Lord, until the day that I rise up to the prey, when I become the prey, for my determination. But what I'm going to do is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them mine indignation, at even all my fierce anger, for all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Father, to serve him with one consent. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliants, even the daughter of my dispersed, shall bring mine offering. In that day shalt thou not be ashamed for all thy doings, wherein thou hast transgressed against me. Talk about Israel again. For then I will take away out of the midst of thee them that rejoice in thy pride. And thou shalt no more be haughty because of my holy mountain. There you go. I will also leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. There you go. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. For they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. I mean, the scriptures are saying the same thing over and over, that the people will be redeemed. He's going to take care of them. There's going to be a lot of upheaval. There's going to be a lot of strife going on. But his people is going to be taken care of. Sing, and this is to the sisters. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout out, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord hath taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemy, the king of Israel. Even the Lord is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil any more. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not, and to Zion, let not thine hands be slack. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halteth and gather her that was driven out. And I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. At that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Father. That's what I see happening now. That's what I see happening. That's what I see that's going on right now. And it's not an overnight thing. This is a lot happening. He's telling us there's a lot going on. And he's going to make sure that, you know, it's like a marinade. He's going to marinate this. Because remember, he's got great indignation. You know, we got great indignation. Shoot, we get indignant, all hell's breaking loose. I mean, but think of it. The Father indignant? I mean, it's going to take a time. That's why the beauty of the mercy of the Father for Israel is, hey, Israel, I'm back. I'm here for you. I know your covenant. I know the contract that I made with your forefathers, with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I'm here for you. I never not loved you, but I had to tough love you because your asses were out of order. Now I see that you guys are getting yourselves back in order. You're showing yourself approved. And for that, it brings me great joy. Now, sit over there in the corner. Be quiet, because I'm going to take care of these enemies of yours right now. But I'm going to do it slow, because when it's done, they will be no more. So Israel, be in great joy. Be in great joy that your redemption is here. All this other stuff that these people tell you about yourselves, don't listen to it. Continue to seek me, the Father. Continue to love Yahawashah. Listen to my Holy Spirit that I send to Israel. Because the nations will come at you trying to devour you, but it will not work. Just listen to me. You got brothers and sisters out here really digging deep. Really, 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 really digging deep. We're starting to get our full inheritance back. We're starting to see our own superpowers. We're starting to be able to read things that we never were able to read before and understand them. And all that is great joy. All that is great joy. Because remember, just 20 years ago, we were blind. We were blind. Now, some of us felt some things weren't right, but we didn't understand. We were never at the depths and the heights that we are today. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 60, 70, so forth and so on. And if you were, it was not the collective. And all praises. Because the Father woke you up way early. Because we all have to see the demise of the Gentile. Because the Gentiles have decided that they wanted to be everyone. They got to be everybody. They know it all. Even their God looks like them. There is no God out there but their gods, their little g gods. And if you go against their Shivas and their Jesuses and their popes and their Krishnas and their Allahs and their then you got the problem. And this is the joke of it all. This is the joke of it all. None of these people, these nations, none of them. Now, this is something that came to me the other day through the Spirit, but I hadn't really formed how to really truly get it across. So I'm going to just say it because it's so funny to me. Like, this is something that gets me every time. These people would never have, these nations would never have any understanding of our Elohim if it was not for Israel. But they don't even want to acknowledge Israel. Isn't that weird? It's strange. That's really strange. I believe in Jesus, but Jesus isn't an Israelite. We don't believe in the Israelites. But then how do you believe in Jesus? Your Jesus. How can you out of your lips say that you believe in white Jesus but not white Israelites? I guess that's why they had to set up the Israelis. But see, the quirk of that, the strangeness of that is they don't even believe in Jesus. They don't believe in their white Jesus. If I'm wrong, how then can you acknowledge a deity that wasn't your deity and not acknowledge the people? That'd be like me saying, I believe Zeus is God, but I don't believe anything about the Greeks. I don't even acknowledge the Greeks. Those Greeks, I don't have nothing to do with them, but I believe Zeus. See how retarded that is? That doesn't make sense. It's not logical. So if anyone wants to come sideways about the Israelites, then how do they make the connection to their white Jesus? How? How can you sit around and be a Christian and say you love Jesus but don't acknowledge his people? This is the fundamental of the matter, a fundamental crux of the deception. Because again, take heed that no man deceive you. So if Yahawashi told us that, and yet the Gentiles don't acknowledge the people he told that, I mean, who wrote these books? Now, forget the Bible. Forget the Gentiles' theft, plagiarizing our books. Who wrote them? Was it Gentiles? Was it of the other nations? Did the Father come to the Gentiles and say, here, I need you to write my word? Did he go to the heathen? Here, I need you to write my word. Or did he go to Israelites and say, here, I want you to write my word? So again, an oxymoron, right? You're mad. You don't want to acknowledge the Israelites, but you want to read. You want to acknowledge their words that they wrote, even though you got your dirty, stinky little fingers all rewritten and plagiarizing it. But you want to read what they said. You want to worship their God, even though you made it your God. How does that work? How I know it has worked, which is the deception. Now, looking at it with three eyes open, that doesn't work for me. And it's funny because I don't get Gentiles coming at me crazy anymore. I don't get them coming at me with any sort of Christianese. They don't come at Christian sanity. They don't come at me with that no more. Matter of fact, they're too busy figuring out how they going to survive than to even believe in that anymore. Whilst me, I'm over here, I'm all in. I'm all in. I'm dissecting. I'm in it. I'm reading it. I'm going, what is okay? And every time I read it now, I read it from the perspective of Israel, true Israel, which then negates anything that they say. So even if they did say anything, it would mean nothing. And that doesn't mean that I've got to treat them bad. It just means that I can hear them and in one ear, out the other, whatever. Like, okay, whatever you say, it doesn't even matter at the end of the day, because you are a Gentile. And those Gentiles that do cleave would not come incorrect. They will come correct. Just like any brother who, you know, is wanting to be of the remnant, of the few, they come correct. Because you got brothers out here that just want to be incorrect, just like the Gentiles. You got sisters out here that just want to be incorrect, just like the Gentiles, just like the heathens. And this is why it's all crazy to me, because it's like, here we are. All these scriptures are talking about the redeeming of Israel, but nobody wants to acknowledge that. Somehow they think Biden's going to redeem them. Somehow they think Trump's going to redeem them. Somehow they think Putin, Xi, all these people, these men are going to redeem them. Fools is running around here talking about reparations. Listen. Okay. If you give black people, they just give it back to the white man. Well, give it to them. It's theirs. Let them do it. Before you assume and pass that judgment on them, you are putting an assumption on them that you believe that isn't even true, because you haven't even done it. See, that's madness. Well, I won't do it because I think that all they're going to do is give it away. They're going to give it right back to me. So I'm not going to give it to them because they're going to just give it right back to me. But did you give it to them? No, because I think they're going to give it right back to me. But did you give it to them? No, because I think they're going to give it right. What kind of asininity is this? This is the logic of people who don't understand, one, reparations. Reparations? They don't have enough money. Matter of fact, when the Israelites gain their inheritance and their land back, nobody else gets nothing. And there's our reparation. So you take the bag now, so be it. You can take it. And it may be for you to do that. The Father wants to give us our due. So he may force them to give us something for now, but we shouldn't be looking for that. But if they give it, take it. Hold on to it. Don't give it to them. Wait till the BRICS say, you African Americans can invest in our currency, and then put it all in that. Because something's about to give. And if people don't want it, so be it. Don't take it. But that doesn't mean that other people don't want it. And don't think that they and what we have to do is, you know, because it's funny. It's funny. People don't want you to talk about voting. Right? They don't want you to don't talk about voting because my people died for the vote. No, they didn't. They died for freedom, for the thought of being free, because they were told that if you were free to have freedom, you have to vote. And then they bamboozled them. They deceived them, because that's what these people do to our people. But yet they're worrying about the vote, but yet they don't want reparations. I mean, come on. I mean, this is... Our people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And, yeah, it's the youth. There is a middle ground, a middle group that has found the fountain of life. And they are sticking to it, and they're finding it, and they're getting it, and they're sharpening their swords on it. And then you got these fringe groups, young and old, Now, in the middle, there's young and old, too. But you got these fringe groups, young and old, who are still so stuck in how they thought years ago that they're not open to understanding what is happening today. So, like, people go, oh, you live in the past. No, I don't live in the past. I take the past to look at it, to apply it to today so that I can see the future. Because as a historian, it's all cycles. One great cycle. So all these cycles happen within humanity. Multiple cycles going all over the place. Circles, spheres, cycles. But then there's an ultimate cycle. You know, that's the destroyer of the Gentiles. That's Nibiru, you know. That's the Father's Day. And when that cycle happens or comes, then it's done. There's no more cycles. Because his cycle is when he starts it, he ends it. And the beauty of him is that he gave his understanding to the Israelites to allow people on this planet, his planet, to gain insight on when he started it and when he will end it and how that looks in the present time. But the problem is you got Negroes and you got occult Caucasians that are running around trying to live in the past like the 80s. Oh, you know, and it's so funny because the music is great, but the music is what keeps people in a certain era. So, you know, the older groups, they like their 70s, 60s, and 50s music, you know. And you got some that like the 80s, you know, the 90s. And I'm like, I like my music here and there. You know, I'm a music aficionado, but I'm not enamored to the point where it resonates with me to make me long to go back to that time period. The music doesn't make me doesn't resonate with me to make me remember the times, like is that Michael Jackson? Remember the time. See, that I'm not remembering that time. I'm looking at now because I'm trying to get to the kingdom. I don't care. All that happened in the past is for me to dissect, is for me to recognize, apply, and move on. Everything else don't matter because if I'm not even applying that, so that means I'm stuck there, which means I'm blind, which means that I ain't on the right path. I'm on the Broadway, and I ain't got time for that. I'm done with that. When I learn the truth has set me free. I hope it has done that for everyone else, but the truth truly has set me free to where my peace of mind, it's not that I don't care. My eyes are on the prize. That's the only way I can even – I don't really know how to explain that without being like, I don't give up. You know, and I do care. I truly do care. But I don't care enough about the Gentile society anymore. Like, I don't. Like, I want to be comfortable enough to be able to enjoy the fruits of the Father, but that's it. I don't need all the other things. And I'm watching these, and I definitely don't need to be going out and around these degenerates, reprobates. I really don't. I mean, every time I look at them, I'm going, man, you think you're better than me? And then I look at the biology. You think you're better than me? You want to talk about white supremacy? Come on. White supremacy is one of the biggest bits of deception ever, because biologically that's a recessive gene. I mean, if you really want to get down to it, if you want to get down into science, Cracker Jack, let's get into science. My genes are dominant. Your genes are recessive. You're racist. This is why they kept us from reading and writing English for so long, because they had to get all their books out there to prove the lie of them being superior. And we know they're not. And this ain't got nothing to do with extremism. This is just matters of fact. They can't sit out in the sun all day. They, matter of fact, they can't go in the sun without any type of skin poisoning cream. So, I mean, how the hell can you be ancient? There wasn't no skin poisoning cream then. So how the hell can you be ancient? How does humanity go from recessive to all of a sudden then there's some dominant genes in there? That's biologically and scientifically, that's not realistic. The way that this works, the way that it's been taught, and the way that makes sense is that it's dominant genes and then some recessive genes come in. So that's why we are at the state of complete and utter chaos and confusion, because when we woke up, they woke up and they start realizing some common sense themes like, well, I get skin cancer. They don't get skin cancer. Like, why the Olmecs look like Negroes? Like, you mean to tell me Christopher Columbus didn't discover America? That some Africans discovered it? Like, what? You mean to tell me that these black people are Israelites? See? And as that enlightened and invited and enlightened and invited us to the enlightenment, to the wedding party, it kept them out. It was like, They just lost it. Is there a secret? Is there a coincidence? Which we know is not. Is there a coincidence that in the last 7 years in our great awakening, all of a sudden they get so confused and they get so woke that they get confused that now they want to be a man, now wants to be a woman. They want. I read an article the other day. I couldn't even finish it, but I read through it. These two reprobate parents had twin boys, and when the twins began to speak, one of the twins said, "Think I'm a girl," and the parents said, "Oh my goodness, he's a girl, he should be a girl," and proceeded to surgically castrate this boy at 3-4 years old to be a girl. Now, for some strange reason to me, that is a demon. But some strange reason to them, that is okay. That is pure confusion, pure babble. A four-year-old saying they're a girl. Okay, you're not a girl, you're a boy. You let him, okay, you 21, you want to be a girl, do your thing, but you're a boy in my opinion. They're willing to sacrifice, like Moloch, sacrifice their children. See, and that's something else. Today, we're no longer willing to sacrifice our children. We're telling our children the truth. You know, we're not Dwayne Wade. We're not going to say to our son, it's okay, you can be a girl. We're not going to say that. And listen, if they want to be, if they want to do this thing that they do and be part of that community, fine. But you have to be an adult and a mature, an age of maturity adult to make that decision. You can't do it at 4 years old. You can't do it at 12 years old. You can't do it at 15 years old. You can't do it at 17 years old. You got to be really, you can't do it at 20. You got to be 21. You got to be 21. And honestly, I think you need to be 25 to be able to say, this is who I am, this is what I want to do. And that's just my opinion. Because at 25, that means you off your parents' insurance, you off, you know, whatever. Now you're in the world. You are of the world. You get to choose if you want to be in the world or out of the world, in it or of it, 25. But these degenerate reprobates are doing it at 4. That's what the article said. This is a 4-year-old boy. The moment that, and the article said, the parents said, the moment that he could talk, he said he was a girl. And then they decided to start having surgery. This is how crazy these people are. And a lot of them are Gentiles. A lot of them are Caucasian. And a lot of them, that's what I'm saying, as we wake up fully, as we wake up, eyes open, we sit up in the bed, we stand up a mighty and exceeding army, they get scared. Because they have never, ever, ever, never seen a true Israelite. They've never seen it. That's why they think that we're stupid and crazy, that when we bring our interpretation to the world via our scriptures, they want to act like it's a perversion of the word. What? You perverted the word. It's a perversion that I have to read perverted words. English is perverted. That's why they don't want us to learn anything other than English and Spanish. I remember my Spanish class in school. My teacher was cool. She was like, just do this. Just do that. Yeah, I was like, all right, whatever. I mean, it's not – education for us is different because the expectation for us, if we were part of the top percent, meaning athletes, they give us a pass. As long as we weren't, you know, being deviant, they give us a pass. But for their people, their children, they were setting them up for the PhD, setting them up for the scholarships, the money scholarships. We get set up for the entertainment scholarships. He's a great football player. He's a great soccer player. He's a great baseball, basketball player. See, that's indoctrination into the world of entertainment, into the Gentile world of entertainment, taming them, not being a doctor, not being a businessman, you know, because those jobs are for their people, or at least they were. Now everything's changed, because now they're at each other's throats, especially about this trannyism. They're at each other's throats about that, and as they should, because these people are not moral. They have shown no morality ever. This country was not built on morality. It wasn't built on Christianity. Not when my people were paying the cost. Their laws, their society, their schools, their religions, their politics were never set up morally. It was at our expense. And somehow, some way, we are the bottom, the worst. We don't know nothing. 12.5 million so-called Africans, so-called Gentiles, brought over here through the transatlantic slave trade. Let's look at these numbers again. 12.5 million, right, made it here. When we said that they're still, you know, from when they brought us over here, we're still the same number, but yet we having babies. We the only ones having babies. See, that's how you know that this is that never happened. Okay? This should never happen the way that they said it. 12.5 million made it over here, which means because they are so prideful and they said, well, you know, half of you, we brought so many of you, but half of you jumped off or killed or, you know, so really only half made it. So that means 25 million souls they took from another continent and brought over to this continent. Okay, this is their story. This is their narrative. 25 million. So by the end of it all, only half made it, so 12.5. So if all they could bring to make this 12.5 million, they only had space to carry 200 people, some say 300, whatever, but I'm going to use 200 because I don't believe them in the first place. So 200 souls from one continent to the other. 200 divided by 12.5 million is 64,000 trips, give or take. These degenerate, reprobate, foolish nation who couldn't navigate the sea, had no understanding of logistics of moving cargo, let alone people, who couldn't build a ship to save their life to go across the oceans, all of a sudden, between 1611, because remember, they had their renaissance after they came from the Americas, from 1611 to 1860, they did 64,000 trips. Mind you, 64,000 trips, ne'er sign today of any ship. So there should be at least, I don't know, 100 ships left, 50 ships left, to prove that you took us from one place to another? I mean, come on. This is not hard anymore. It's just sitting down, being still, like the Father's telling us, hey, be still. Be quiet. And listen. And study. That's what we're doing. And a lot of things that we study, it's not making sense what they've been saying. It's just not making sense. Whatever they say don't make sense. Now, we into Isaiah. We're going to end with Isaiah. I mean, it just doesn't make sense how they think. And, you know, we were so blind that we believed that madness. Because they tell you, yeah, we couldn't get across the oceans. Oh, but then, you know, all of a sudden, Christopher Columbus, you know, he found it. How many ships did he have? Three? So that's 63,000, 997 trips. Three of them came, and then you had the Mayflower in there. Okay, so you see what I'm saying? It's not making sense. And if it's not making sense, we must take heed that no man deceive us. Isaiah chapter 52. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beauty, beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. This is where we are. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith the Lord, ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. For thus saith the Lord God, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there. And the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. What have I here, saith the Lord, that my people is taken away for naught? They that rule over them make them to howl, saith the Lord. And my name continually, every day, is blasphemed. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. This is where we are today. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. That's what we're saying. Our Father reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing. This is us. For they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion. See? Break forth into joy. Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart ye, depart ye. Go ye out from thence. Touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her. Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. For ye shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your reward. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him, for that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. This is what you're seeing now. They shutting their mouth. Shut the hell up, Gentile heathens. Shut the hell up. You don't have any more say. You've had enough. You said all you needed to say. 400 years of captivity, wrongful incarcerations. We build our own city. Our own towns, and they flood them. We build our own towns, and they bomb them. And yet, somehow, we are monkeys. Shut the hell up, Gentile heathens. Shut the hell up. The Father has said, shut your mouth. Shut it. That's why you don't hear nothing from them. Biden just talking. He ain't even knowing what he's saying. But his mouth is about to be shut for good. Trump, they shut his mouth. Tucker Carlson shut his mouth. What's that boy's name with the cigar who died with lung cancer? Shut his mouth. All of these cuckold Caucasians' mouths are being shut. The kings of this earth mouths are being shut for our salvation. For our salvation, because he wants us redeemed, coming to redeem his people. Hold on. It's like I no longer give two filth lines about anything that they say. Matter of fact, anybody says. If somebody says something to me, I get to question it. I get to deduce. I get to cogitate it, and I get to question it. Is it, years and years and years ago, they would say, no, you can't question. To hell with that. I am better. I am greater. I am an Israelite. By whose say that I need not question a Gentile. It doesn't. It doesn't. Jubilees 15 and 29. For the command is ordained for a, no, 28. And do thou command the children of Israel and let them observe the sign of this covenant for their generations as an eternal ordinance, and they will not be rooted out of the land. For the command is ordained for a covenant that they should observe it forever among all the children of Israel. Ishmael and his sons and his brothers and Esau, the Lord, the father, did not cause to approach him. And he chose them not because they are the children of Abraham, because he knew them, but he chose Israel to be his people. And he sanctified it, and he gathered it from amongst all the children of men, for there are many, many nations and many, many peoples, and all are his, and all, and over all have he placed spirits and authority to lead them, watch this, astray from him. But over Israel, he did not appoint any angel or spirit, for he alone is their ruler. And he preserved them and required them at the hand of his angels and his spirits and at the hand of all his powers in order that he may preserve them and bless them and that they may be his, and he may be theirs from henceforth evermore. That's it, Israel. It's us. It's up to us. If the Gentiles want to be spiritual Israel, so be it. But they have to come to us. We don't have to go to them. We're not going down to anybody's level to bring them up. No. We're not looking down upon people, no. But they have to come correct. Because this is our redemption. If they want to be redeemed with us, great. Come on. But don't try to act like that we can't be redeemed. And don't act like your white cracker jack Jesus has any power or authority over us. We don't accept him because he don't look like us. First off, he has done nothing for us. Second off, third off, where is his ass today? Where is white Jesus today? Oh, he must be okay with the trannies. Well, he told them that you know, he ain't okay with that. Yahawashi ain't okay with that. I don't recall any Israelite, ancient Israelite, thinking that they were a woman when they were a man. So, no, Yahawashi is not okay with that, the true and living Yahawashi. But why Jesus is? Because he looked a little soft cuckold as well. That's why I'm saying we are now at the precipice of our redemption. We don't have to let people in. We don't have to acknowledge people. We don't have to think that people are going to do the right. No, we just have to deal with ourselves, and the Father will collect us consciously. And, you know, I took a little longer, but this is what I mean, this stuff got to be said. This is tough love, because if you're not willing to hear the truth from a Negro's perspective, an Israelite's perspective, then, you know, go do your own thing. Go do your Christianity thing. Nobody's over there telling you that you wrong. Don't come over here telling us we wrong, because we don't care what you're saying, just like you don't care what we're saying. We'll just let the chips fall where they may, and we'll see who the Father loves. All praise to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Heavenly Mother, the Holy Spirit, Yahweh Shai. All praises to the nation, the remnant, Israel. For our redemption is here, not near. It is here. Grasp hold and be at peace. All praises. Shalom.